Welcome to Real Estate and You on Cool 100. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Valerie Priest with me today from Premier Lending. She's going to talk about the most important thing, how to get a loan and all the problems we're dealing with, and maybe help you get your new home loan. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. Welcome back to Real Estate and You on Cool 100. Valerie, I'm going to say something on the radio because a lot of people that listen to our show know us pretty good, know you really, really well. How about Mary Sue?
She is actually doing good. She's actually at the office today. She actually came up Sunday when we were cleaning. Then she had to go home because she overdid it.
Folks, so. y'all can't see this, but Valerie hobbled up these stairs with her cast foot, which she was supposed to stay off for about 6 weeks, and you made it not even 6 days, did you?
One.
And the reason I'm saying this story, too, about you, you know, that's the kind of lender I want. I mean, I appreciate it because the kind of person that's dedicated, and that's the kind of lender you want, too, folks. Talk a little bit. I know the stories and I know the stuff going on, and I know how much trouble you're having with the loans. And I say you, everybody, especially after the Dobbs bill.
Exactly. Times have changed a lot. And so all I ask is that be patient. We can still do your loan. We can still work through your loan. Chances are, you know, even if you've got some credit problems right now, we'll be more than glad to help you through those problems to get you where you need to be. But you just have to be a little bit more patient. Those days of closing in 10 days and 15 days just are not happening. Right now, 30 days is pretty much the norm.
Or more even.
Yeah. And like I said, if we run into a problem, it can even be longer than that. I'm running into right now a lot of times where people go to .com. And then after it doesn't work for 30 days, then I get the loan and I'm supposed to close in 10 days. So let me tell you, I am the first one to say I will be more than glad to help you, but I'm nearly going to get something signed that says, you are my second lender and I have to be nice to you, because I kind of get the backlash of it taking so dadgum long. So I just ask people to be a little bit more patient whenever you've got some problems.
Well, and actually, our show last Sunday, Jeremy was on it, and he was talking to me because you did his loan.
Yes, of course. He was easy.
But we talked about the .coms, folks. I'm telling you, I go to the closing table, and I find out the fees, which you don't have, are $2,000 or $3,000 more than what our local lenders do here.
Right. Lots more surprises.
But the other thing let's talk about, too, the appraisal process. And that, folks, it wasn't that many years ago. As a realtor, I could pick up the phone and say, hey, Mr. Appraiser, come, we need an appraisal. Or caught to the bank, and Barry could call them and do
it. Exactly. Now, we have to actually go through a third-party company to order the appraisal. And like yesterday, I had a couple that came in low. Well, the realtor called the appraiser, and the appraiser calls me, and the appraiser says, I cannot talk to the realtor. Would you please let them know and tell them to go back through you back through the third-party company, and it will come back to me. Well, so it's a very, we have to follow the rules. I actually signed something that said that I would follow the rules or I'd lose my job. So, I mean, we have to follow the rules when it comes to the appraisals.
And this process, even after you get the appraisal done, a lot of times it has to go for a review appraisal.
Correct. If it's a conventional loan, I haven't had any government loans, FHA or VA, that needed reviews because of the fact that normally those are more cut and dried. But I'll tell you where I've had lots of problems is your large houses. Is that because in San Angelo, you don't have a lot of $500,000 houses that sell, there's not good comps. And those have been a disaster. And I mean, in-house is just so much easier when it comes to the large homes than what we can do secondary. I mean, it is hard to do, no matter how good you are. I mean, I have awesome people. And then the property, I can't say isn't awesome, but you just can't compare it to anything else because there's nothing else that is sold in that price range. So it's hard.
Well,
it's very hard.
And I want to say this. Remember this. She didn't have control. I don't have control over the appraisals. You know,
none.
You remember one of the deals you just closed for me. The guy was, I want to close. I go, we don't even have the appraisal back yet.
Right.
You know, there's nothing you can do. They can't make a loan without the appraisal.
Correct.
Well, the house has to qualify as long as, and also does the buyer. So remember, that process is a new deal right now,
right.
Also.
And also like a pre-approval. Let's discuss a pre-approval. A pre-approval just means that I have ran your credit, I've ran it through our computer system, and I've gotten a pre-approval. That's as much as that means, okay? If something is different than what you told me, or when I get all your paperwork, like on your tax returns, you had a company you forgot to tell me that lost money last year, that changes everything. Or the fact that you had to split in your job by 6 months and you didn't work. I mean, things like that. So things can change. A pre-approval is literally a pre-approval. So we still have to go through the process, get the appraisal, send it to an underwriter, let the underwriter approve it, and then go to closing. So it's still a circle we have to go through of everybody that's involved in it.
Let's talk a little bit, because you brought up something, and I don't think people are familiar with this. You said an in-house loan.
Yes.
Which you have the capability of doing at Crockett.
Yes, through Crockett, yes.
Or secondary lending.
Correct.
Let's talk about the benefits of both.
Okay. Secondary is for sure you want to go secondary when you're going in FHA or VA, of course. Okay. It's minimum down payment and it's a 30-year fixed rate. And we have to do that on the secondary market. In-house, we don't have that capability. In-house is a normal 20% down minimum. And it fits a lot of bills. Jumbos, large loans over 417, you might consider an in-house loan just because it will be much easier. It's more common sense. Also, if you're doing an investment property, it's probably going to be more common sense to go in-house, but it's still, you have to follow rules. Used to on an in-house, we could close in 10 days. No more. We still have to go through the whole process and follow all the rules. So it's not like that is just totally simple, but it's a heck of a lot more simple than what it is on the second.
I'm buying a house right now for myself. Valerie's doing the loan for me, and I do pay my bills on time.
Yes,
so
you
my
do.
Credit's okay. And make a decent living.
Yes.
So I qualify for the deal. But you already picked a phone, said, Scott, because you're self-employed, because of different entities and stuff like that, we probably need to take you in-house, which I appreciated that.
Right.
The interest rate was just a little bit higher, but not much.
Right.
And it's fixed for 5 years, not 30.
Which you still would never live in a house for 5 years anyway, so that's no problem.
And you know that well.
That's exactly right.
Do you realize we've moved 9 times in 2 years?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so you, an adjustable doesn't matter, okay? And so that's the big thing about the difference between in-house and secondary. But I always tell people, we're going to do what's best for you, okay? It's about you. It's not about us. We really do try to do what is the best for the customer. We really do. And that's what the realtor does too. I mean, all of us are on the same team. It just seems sometimes when things get a little bit harder, you know, the teams start breaking up. And we just have to remember we're all on the same team to get you a loan, to get you in the house.
And what did you, when you called me and said, I need you to do this, this, and this, what did I say?
Well, yeah, but you will do that. And again, that's because you do what you do. And so you know the
difference. Just said yes, ma'am, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say. But that's where the difference comes in, is I know your stuff and everything. And the bank, you know, Todd was just thrilled to death to have you, so it all worked out well. For the regular person, it's just like you're just going to have to trust that we're going to lead you down the right road.
Well, I'm going to tell a story on you, okay?
Okay.
And it used to aggravate the tar out of me on you because you were too good. And I'm going to say realtors, my friend realtors and buyers and sellers, they go, why did this loan even go through, and why haven't I closed it, and why haven't I done that? Well, I can tell you this on Valerie. I can't sell this to everybody, but I know this firsthand. The buyer would get rejected. So she wouldn't stop, like a lot of people wouldn't say, you're rejected. She would take it to another second source. And sometimes 3 and 4 sources. And I would hear a realtor, and I hate to say this sometimes even in my own office,
yeah.
Well, I don't know why my loan hadn't closed. And I want it so bad, but she made me promise not to tell. And I'm telling now, yeah. On the radio. how much trouble you went through to get that loan approved.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, yeah. I think you need to tell those people, I'm going over and above. Because they need to appreciate what you're doing
for
them.
Yeah, you know, you just kind of hate to toot your own horn.
Well, I'm tooting it for you.
Well, thank you very much. But yeah, I mean, if it's taken a long time, there's a reason as to why it's taken a long time. And you need to, again, know that. I had sworn that starting in June, I wasn't going to get, I call a frog a loan that has taken longer than normal and has its issues, because I need to eat that frog, if you've seen that book.
Yeah, okay, eat the biggest frog first.
Exactly, which I'm not that good at doing that. But so I'm trying to get rid of all my frogs. And the big thing is you can be really good, but let's say
Is that why you made me go in-house loan?
No, I didn't need another frog. It's just like, but you can have, you can have a great appraisal, but you can have income problems. You're self-employed. You can have great income, but you could have appraisal problems. You could have credit problems. There could be a million reasons as to why it's hard. But again, you just got to trust your lender that we're going to do the best by you. And again, I'm not going to take your loan if I don't think I can do it. And I'm going to do it to my 100% capability. But I am not going.
And she does mean that.
I am. I'm going to do that. But sometimes it's just that it takes longer if you've got some issues. And well, just bear with me.
But I keep bringing this up. But last year, was it the Dobbs-Frank or Frank Dobbs bill?
Frank Dobbs.
Hey, Frank Dobbs bill. And it put a lot of pressure on every lender there is, period. An undue pressure, I believe. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say what it did do, and I've said this on the radio too. You know, if you're not the round peg going into the round hole, it's a nightmare. If you're self-employed,
right.
You know, I'm a good example, self-employed. Right. It doesn't work, does it?
Yeah, you're correct. Is it? It's something that used to be simple. We used to when they changed everything and they got rid of subprime, which I'm all about getting rid of subprime.
Because I agree.
You shouldn't charge a high interest rate for people that have bad credit. Okay, why would you do that? So, but at that time, they threw away the loans that were great credit, good self-employed people, and you now have to fit the same as everybody else, and sometimes that's hard to do.
And we've been together doing this a long, long time.
Yes.
But I can't think of one bad loan that we've done.
No, there was one that I did that I look back at, and it's funny, after 30-something years that I can look at one loan and wish I didn't do it. And it's not that we haven't foreclosed on somebody, but those are people that have either lost their jobs, gotten divorced.
Well, and you can't,
catastrophe in their life has happened. But I did one which was a self-employed person, and I'll never forget this. This was back when if you had good credit, you could get a loan if you were self-employed. This was many, many years ago. But he owned a business, and he had to have that house. He had to have that house. I have to have this house. And I was like, you sure you want this house? And again, I can make it work. I made it work. And we foreclosed on it about 2 years afterwards.
In fact, that one
was my bad. I should have just said, no, you don't need the house.
Sometimes you qualify for more house than you buy.
Right.
I think that's a smart person.
Yeah.
Don't overextend yourself.
But 50% of the people that I see don't qualify for what they want.
That's
so they're
me.
Taking it to
overbuy.
They're taking it to the nth degree on trying. And then we have to be very cautious. Like if you're under a 640 credit score on an FHA, okay, I have to get a waiver. Well, I can't get a waiver if you're buying too much or you're buying double of what you bought before or I have people that come in and filed bankruptcy last year and won't buy a house.
And you're like, really?
You know, or they had a foreclosure last year and they want to buy a house. So, I mean, believe me, we see everything that there is. But we're there to help you. We will work. I mean, I've closed somebody maybe 2 months ago. I worked on a full year, 1 year. 1 year.
They rented the house.
They rented the house, and for 1 year it took me to get it done, but we got it done. So in that case,
that's
you just,
commitment.
Yeah, exactly. And I love the people. I had to remind them some during the process of what we were doing. Not them, but some of the associates with it. But if you will hang in there, it will happen. And just some people can hang in, some people can't.
I've got a question for you. And just was brought up to me yesterday. And I said, you know what? I'm meeting with somebody tomorrow. And I'm going to ask this question on the radio because I don't believe it to be true. They said 25% down, no doc loans.
No.
600-something credit score.
No.
That's what I said too. Well, I don't know anybody that works harder than you. And that's why I'm asking the question. I'm thinking, she just told me I need to go in-house. I have good credit and decent income but a lot of entities. If somebody's telling me no doc means you don't have to basically do nothing. Just sign your name.
That was the years in the past.
See, that's what gets people in trouble. They get this. And yes, of course, well, I got it on my computer.
Right. And you can find, if you go on the computer, you can find 580 and above. They'll do your loan.
But,
let me know that you really got a loan at 580.
Yeah.
I don't think you can. I think that they may work to get your credit out. You go somewhere and you say, I'm going to pay people $200 a month to fix my credit. Fix your credit. How you fix your credit is pay your payments on time. How you fix your credits, pay down your debts. That's not fixing it. That's helping you to do what's right. Don't pay someone $200 a month to go dispute your accounts, because what happens when you come to see me? You get to undispute every one of them.
Because if they're in dispute, you can't get a loan.
Do you know I had one the other day that had 10 disputes? So 10 disputes, do you know how much it cost me, or it's costing me to get the disputes off, plus his time? $1,000.
Wow.
Am I passing along that fee? No, I'm not passing along that fee.
Well, you should.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think about that, because I think he didn't know. He's a good guy, and I think he was led down the wrong way, so I'm assisting him in getting it fixed. But if anybody tells you to dispute an account, do not dispute the account if you plan on getting a house loan, because we're going to have you undisputed. I can guarantee you we're going to require you to undispute
it. You don't want to dispute it, you want to resolve it.
Exactly.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Valerie after a word from our sponsors.